The power of Google and Facebook is set to be scrutinised at a new inquiry set up by the federal government. It's asked the ACCC to review the impact of digital platforms on Australia's media and advertising markets. As Thomas Ariti reports, the inquiry was part of a deal with the Nick Xenophon team.
There's no denying that internet giants have transformed the Australian media landscape.
The dominance of Google and Facebook is so high that, in fact, they're representing over 50% of the market in Australia and also internationally.
South Australian Senator Stirling Griff from the Nick Xenophon team has been pushing for an inquiry into digital platform services for some time. And today the government revealed its terms of reference.
Dominance distorts the advertising market, and advertising is what pays for journalists and other news gatherers. So, you know, what's important is that in the end, we're able to see the impact of this dominance and answer questions in relation to the actual reach and the use of journalistic content by these operators.
Don't Google and Facebook have a place, though, in an open and competitive market?
Look, they most certainly have a place, but, you know, have a look at what's happening overseas too. And I mean, the advent of the duopoly is spurring concerns overseas about their practices are spurring concerns. Now, Google, a few months ago, in fact, set aside $2.7 billion to pay a record European Union antitrust fine for favouring its shopping service, for instance, in search results. Now, you know, what we really need to do with this inquiry is to just see what's happening over in this country and how it's impacting additional, or particularly traditional, operators.
The inquiry was announced in a joint statement by the Federal Treasurer, Scott Morrison, and the Communications Minister, Mitch Fifield. It's part of an agreement reached with the Nick Xenophon team in order to pass the government's package of media reforms. And while the government doesn't specifically mention Facebook and Google, former ABC journalist Quentin Dempster says they're a huge part of the equation.
The argument was that from all the mainstream media players in Australia, that Google and Facebook in particular were hoovering up $4 billion in ad revenue. They weren't producing much local content, and many of these big players use offshore tax havens. So it's a question of the jurisdictional power of Australia and the destruction of local content capacity.
The terms of reference include market power and the extent to which digital services are exercising that power in their commercial dealings with advertisers and journalists. It'll also examine the impact of those platforms on the level of choice and quality of news content. And then there's the issue of long-term trends and the future impact of innovation and technological change on Australia's media and advertising markets. Technology commentator Paul Warbank is the news editor of the marketing and media industry website Mumbrella.
We certainly seem to be going down that path of concentrated media ownership and media outlets. Increasingly, it's looking like we're going to have a few major global companies like the New York Times, maybe The Guardian, maybe a few other outlets really dominating the online space there. And increasingly, a more important role for government broadcasters as well, because the commercial model is so deeply damaged at the moment.
Quentin Dempster has flagged some challenges ahead for the ACCC.
National boundaries are destroyed, Tom. Anybody can come into Australia because of the internet capacity. Video streamers have come in. It's great for consumers, don't get me wrong. A lot of people love and access Google and Facebook. Australia is one of the most developed digital economies, apparently. Australians take this stuff up. But there are collateral consequences for local content producers.
Google says it intends to cooperate with the inquiry, while a spokeswoman for Facebook has told The World Today that the company takes its role in the media ecosystem seriously, and it invests significantly in products that support publishers. She said the company was looking forward to a thorough inquiry into the Australian media market, but added that the sharing of news and entertainment was only a small part of the content shared on the service. Paul Warbank from Mumbrella says regardless, the internet giants are still having a huge impact on the domestic industry.
Facebook and Google are taking up, by various estimates, 80% of new marketing dollars that have been spent in the media industry now. So that's really taking a lot of money off the journalists and the media companies as well. The other thing that's happened in recent years is the collapse of revenues from those. So publishers and journalists are getting fewer and fewer dollars from Google in particular, as the CPMs, the cost per thousand advertising rates, just go through the floor.
Senator Stirling Griff's optimistic the inquiry will lead to lasting change.
You have journalistic content that's being paid for by traditional media, but being used by Google, Facebook and other providers, other online providers, with very little payment going through, but the majority of advertising dollars going to these other entities. So advertising is what pays for journalists and other news gatherers, so it's important that we see what is really happening in this market and see if there's a way to move forward for everyone.
That's South Australian Senator Stirling Griff ending that report from Thomas Ariti.